You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have had great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are with Raj Sheth, co-founder of RecruiterBox, a software that helps employers implement a predictable hiring process. He is also the author of Prepare, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Hiring. Raj, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. The pleasure is mine.
So tell us, for starters, what is the Prepare method and how does it work?
Absolutely. So just to give you a super quick background, while we did make a software, RecruiterBox, to help other companies hire, funnily, we had a tough time building our own team and hiring people in. And, you know, after two or three senior misfires, I was sort of wondering what I was doing wrong. And essentially, I realized that, you know, many times the evaluations that we were doing for folks, they were not completely connected to the roles they were going to come in. Of course, you know, we largely understand what a role is going to do, but specifically what, you know, activities that somebody was going to perform, the evaluation is not mirrored to what those activities would require, the skills that they would require or the soft skills that they would require. For example, if you're hiring somebody for customer support and service, it's not just the written or the speaking ability, but it's also things like empathy. You know, do they like putting themselves in other people's shoes? Do they like talking to people, etc.? So the Prepare method is simply a four-step method where the starting point is we define the problem, the business problem that we are hoping the role will solve to get a boundary around the role. So that's the P, right, the problem. And simply based on that problem, we come up with the activities of that role, largely the recurring things that somebody is going to do in that role to get that business problem solved. And then based on the activity, we come up with the requirements, which is the skills and the characteristics that the role will require, including, you know, specialized skills and technical skills that the role might require. And then we ensure and we make sure essentially that you know, the evaluation, which is, you know, the E in pair, is based on those requirements and not just a generic subjective feeling that we have. You know, going through these four steps gives one an objective cutoff of candidates. And then, of course, they can think about things like, you know, whether this person will enjoy working here with your team and so on and so forth. So, in a very quick, you know, that's a quick synopsis of what PAIR is, what Prepare is.
Thanks for sharing that. Well done. Now, although you are in the recruitment industry, why did you have your own hiring problems and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, so the truth is that we were building the team for the first time, right? So we've been running this company for about 4+ years and we had problems in recruitment, you know, very simply put, because we were going about it for the first time. We were first-time managers. We were growing the team for the first time. We were first-time entrepreneurs. And going to 5 or 10 people was okay because, you know, we were sort of specific or, you know, those folks, some of them we knew before, we knew their work. But going from 10 to 40 people, you know, drawing boundaries around the roles or always being patient as to, you know, matching somebody well with that role in terms of these evaluations, we were not always very cautious about it. So that's why we had problems. And we essentially fixed it by having the same process for every role. So regardless of whether it is my co-founder who runs the engineering team, whether, you know, he's hiring an engineer or whether I am hiring a marketing person, we always now consistently follow this process. So at least we have the reasons of why we made that decision. So that's how we fixed it. And I'm saying fixed it, of course, we're always going to make mistakes, but I'm saying we fixed it because the last 7 or 8 hires that we've done in 2015, they have sort of worked out for us. So we're pretty happy with the method.
What would you say are some key things that entrepreneurs should consider when hiring?
So I think a couple of things that entrepreneurs in specifically should consider, as opposed to, let's say, managers in slightly larger companies, is the timing of hiring. They should, let's say I'm putting together a sales team. They need to think about whether they should get experienced sales leader, like a director of sales, or they need to actually get one account executive or one rep to first run some experiences with. So, and I say that because there have been times where people will jump the gun and get the sales leader, right? Because they don't have that experience. And of course, that sounds intuitive, but it may be a little premature. And what they might actually want to do is get the account executive in case, you know, the product is not ready yet, or they want to learn from, you know, what could go right or wrong in the process and then bring in an experienced sales leader when they are ready. So timing is one. And of course, the other thing is they should be careful about not just going off the resume. You know, sometimes some folks will have a certain title or they have worked for a certain impressive company, and they may be super impressive in reality as well. However, they may not be a great fit for the specific role that you are thinking about. So the second thing is the fit, you know, so over-reliance on the resume may not be, you know, such a great thing. So those are just a couple of things. There are a few more. I could keep going on and on, but I think that those two are the highest order bits.
Certainly appreciate that advice in that regard. Today we are joined by Raj Sheth, co-founder of RecruiterBox, a software that helps employers implement a predictable hiring process. Raj is the author of Prepare: How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Hiring, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Raj, what are some of the common myths and mistakes surrounding the hiring process?
Common myths and mistakes. So the three myths. One would be, I would say, you know, what we sort of covered, which is over reliance on the resume. But a couple of other myths are at a very early startup or a very early small company, everyone should be doing everything. I think that is a myth. And I have an example of somebody who wanted to do marketing, but was hired to do both marketing and customer support. And essentially, you know, they would obviously do justice to one or the other, whereas customer support is a very crucial function, right? Because that's the face of your company, especially in a small company. So I think that is one myth, which is like everyone should be doing everything. Not of course, there are bandwidth issues and resource issues at smaller companies. But that doesn't necessarily mean that one person doing multiple things will make it any easier to solve that problem. And I guess the other myth is that it is all about getting a subjective feel as to whether someone will be a good culture fit into your company. And that's the mistake I made, to be honest. It is important to get a feel of the culture fit, but that doesn't mean that the entire interview and the entire evaluation be subjective about, you know, just, you know, getting a feel for the person. A lot of even experienced interviewers that I have seen said that, hey, I've been doing this for too long and, you know, I just go by my gut feel. However, you know, when you have nothing to tie, you know, folks to the role, it sort of becomes a coin toss, I think, which is, again, the whole point of why we were following those four steps to get an objective cutoff. So I would say that's the other myth, just, you know, thinking that you'll get a good feel about the fit and the culture fit, you know, based on a subjective conversation.
Quite interesting. Lastly, can the prepare method be used in any company or any size?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. Prepare Method is a great, tool for a lot of first-time managers, a lot of startups, small companies, entrepreneurs. One would have to go a lot deeper when, let's say, you're hiring for a 5,000-person company. And I'll give you an example because we've been experimenting this and talking to a lot of people that do read the book, and they pose questions and exceptions, and I'll actually share one example. Let's say if you're hiring a senior vice president, then what would this worksheet look like? Because if you look at the prepare book, we're not talking about just some framework. We, in fact, talk about real examples throughout. In fact, the entire method is explained through us hiring for one particular role. So I think one would have to be careful. I think the basic principles should be applied. So even if somebody is hiring a senior vice president, a leader that's going to, essentially be responsible for multiple teams under them, the defining the business problem or, looking at their skills and characteristics and having some particular evaluation, especially let's say if they're going to be heading a technical or engineering team, you'd still need to know what they know, let's say, about software architecture or code architecture. So I still think there should be an objective evaluation, but one would have to be careful. It's not as simple as completing the worksheet for a customer support person. So I would say, yeah, it's a little more involved for larger companies, but it still holds true.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you, Raj, and thanks so much for this information. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about RecruiterBox and also the book Prepare, as well as where they can pick up the book.
Absolutely, yep, that's easy to remember. So RecruiterBox, they can just go to recruiterbox.com and even take a peek at the product. It's just a free sign up. And for the book, it is recruiterbox.com/prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E. That's simple enough, and they can just download a free ebook.
Certainly has been helpful, Raj. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you. I hope it was helpful. Thank you.
Without a question, we've been speaking with Raj Sheth, co-founder of RecruiterBox, a software that helps employers implement a predictable hiring process. Raj is the author of Prepare, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Hiring. And once again, the websites of reference for RecruiterBox, it's recruiterbox.com. And for the book Prepare, it's recruiterbox.com/prepare. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.